Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
4 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder program. Heading into a weekend. Start with a little quick Panthers update here. Road to a repeat. Road to a repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So, Panthers at home. Tomorrow, they host the Seattle Kraken. It's a 6 p.m. puck drop at the Amerant Bank Arena. Then, Tuesday night, they're in Nashville. That's an 8 p.m. puck drop. And then they're back home Thursday the 27th. That will start a long five-game homestand, which will go all the way through March 8th. And obviously, all eyes are on Matthew Tkachuk and his health. And whatever we learn, we'll pass along to you. You don't really get too much detail in hockey injuries. I imagine he'll miss a few games, and then I imagine they'll be cautious with him regardless, because you want him healthy 100% for the postseason. So we'll keep an eye on that, obviously. But Panthers, by the way, Tuesday night, we're going to watch the Panthers game. Me, Crowder, Solana, and Jimmy. We're going to watch the Panthers game at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. Again, Tuesday night, they're on the road. It's an 8 p.m. puck drop. So after the show, we're all going to head on over there, watch a little hockey, drink some Funky Buddha, and, enjoy some food. And we invite everyone to come out. And Crowder said he's even going to bring some sample packets of Crowder powder, maybe autograph them for you, get a picture with Crowder. I mean, the Solana just texted us. He's in Key West right now, and he got into an Uber, and the Uber driver is listening to this show. Really? So, I mean, you can meet the world-famous Alejandro Solana. People are listening to him all over the world, at least in Key West. And Tuesday night, we'll all be at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, and we'll have some fun, and we'll root on the Panthers. We'll eat some delicious food. I lost this week to Ryan. I already paid him his $100 for Wordle and Dordle and Quartle and Octordle. So,
Quartordle.
Even the best.
Solana might move to Key West. He's lying. He's perfect.
Perfect. Literally perfect.
Yeah, I think he might. Yeah, we might have to go all virtual now because he's going to stay down there.
Give you 15 minutes of heat as well. This is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Online at HollywoodKia.com. Clay Ferreiro is going to join us in the next segment, talk a little heat, but I was going to give you some lines for tonight. Lee Sterling told you what he liked. Heat are 3-point favorites right now. They were 2.5 when we talked with Lee last hour. Here are some of the player props. Tyler Hero over under tonight is 23.5. 23.5.
I'm leaning towards under on Tyler because he's the guy now. So they're gonna throw their defense at Tyler on the perimeter.
But I also feel like he's riding high from All-Star Week. You know, eyes of the basketball world are on him. He knocks down the three-point contest. Kind of feel like this is his time to shine. There's just no one else to score.
But I think maybe anger out of Bam.
Bam's at 17 and a half.
Didn't make the All-Star game. You know, not really talking about him. You know, now it's to your point. When you think of Heat, you think of Tyler Hero right now. But Bam is a bigger piece of the Miami Heat than Tyler, I believe. Maybe Bam goes out to prove something. I like the Bam. I like Bam to score 20.
Andrew Wiggins, 16 and a half tonight. Khalil Ware, 12 and a half.
Yeah. Andrew's going to have a game, but I don't know when that game's going to come. I can't bet on it.
I've missed out twice, so I'm not. Yeah. I'm done until he really starts showing me that he's got something. Scotty Barnes for Toronto, 21 and a half tonight. RJ Barrett, Lee Sterling said he likes the RJ Barrett under. He's at 19 and a half. Emmanuel Quickly, 16 and a half.
I already played the RJ Barrett parlay with the Heat minus 2.5.
You took exactly what Lee said? I like that.
Yep, I did the Lee Sterling bet during his segment. That's why I was looking down, because all I do is just type in the little buttons.
How about Tyler over under 3.5 threes made?
Ooh, 3.5?
I mean, the dude just won the 3-point contest. He's going to let him fly.
Yeah, he's going to let him fly. I like that one.
I kind of like that, too. It's minus 140.
I got in my little bank account right now. Yeah, check.
I have $75 less than what I had last night when I bet Team USA.
Can I bet 75 cents?
Probably. They'll take whatever you got, man. What do you have in there? You have 72 cents in there? You have 75 cents in there? That's it? You're down to 75 cents?
I just bet.
How much can I get for one rib?
I got the Heat and the RJ Barrett under parlay. Oh, and I took Font. So for Saturday night?
Yeah.
For Saturday night, yeah. That's why I was like, man, where's all my money at? Yeah, I took
I gotta see if this I have to see if this text is real or not. This is big news for you. Wow, it's real. Will Smith confirms I Am Legend 2 is moving forward.
Can I invest?
I mean, the first one was terrible. And then what happens again now? Another apocalypse? Yeah.
Where's the surprise? The twist?
Right. No, I mean, you kind of know what's happening here.
At the end, he followed the butterfly, and he goes up to he actually gets out, and he goes up and finds that little gate where there's supposed to be a colony of people still living, and now he goes in, but now he can go to another city where there's another alpha male.
Wait a second. I Am Legend 2, coming soon. Michael B. Jordan is set to star in and co-produce the film. Will Smith will be making a return.
What?
So it's going to be a Michael B. Jordan film, but Will Smith will be there somehow.
The Academy, the Emmy, they might as well just start making it. They might as well give it over to him.
I mean,
give him the Emmy and Academy Award now.
Dead on arrival, yeah. Man. Oof. This is going to be genius.
All the people that like good movies.
That first one was so bad.
You liked the first one then?
It was bad.
Oh, did he love the first one?
Oh.
I Am Legend is a great movie.
It was terrible.
Y'all ain't got no. Yeah, Jimmy, you don't know what's going on. You can't even stay awake during a movie.
Just brutal. I can't believe that's true. We've run out of so much stuff that we're doing a I Am Legend sequel.
There's so much more. Did he cure the disease?
Is the dog coming back?
The world? Maybe.
Is Blockbuster still open? Is the movie rental store still around?
he hollering at the little mannequin. Maybe he gets her this time because she wasn't. Maybe he had a baby with
the man. Maybe Michael B. Jordan is Will Smith and the mannequin's baby.
Now that I'm in.
Now you've got me interested.
What's in the colony? What's behind that gate he rides up to at the end? Man, y'all don't understand good movies.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Dan Day, brought to you by Durrell Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Durrell Hyundai.
Connor McDavid hit a walk-off game-winning goal last night, lifting Canada in overtime over the U.S. in the Four Nations face-off final, 3-2. This ain't over, though. We'll see them in the Olympics. The Panthers are back in action, as you said, tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Seattle, Kraken, Matthew Tkachuk. Eesh.
Yeah, but even with the outcome, we talked about it at the beginning of the show, it was a great sporting event. It was a really fun last night. It was like a fun night last night just to watch that game and, you know that everyone else was watching and have it go to overtime. It was perfect. It was perfect.
And a 2-hour pregame lead up to a hockey game that doesn't matter the score. Right. Like it really meant not, like, yeah, they, like you said, whoever, I think George Richards was talking about it or whatever. Whoever planned this should get a raise because it was genius.
Cause usually it's like the lead up to the All-Star. It's, you know, Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley and Shaq talking about what they hate about the All-Star game and trying to find things to talk about. This pregame was like the pregame for a Stanley Cup final. Like, it's really breaking it down. It was really neat. Really neat.
Yep.
The New York Yankees can now have beards as long as they are trimmed. Apparently, George Steinbrenner didn't like the facial hair. Now the Yankees have lifted that quote-unquote ban, but it has to be a trimmed beard.
Yeah, Yankees forever have had a facial hair ban. Anyone who's gone there, if you remember Johnny Damon, when he went there, had to shave the beard. They are finally lifting that ban. They've had it, I believe, since it was either the 70s or 80s, because I think Thurman Munson was like the last Yankee with facial hair. So that's a really long ban that they've had on facial hair.
Yeah, that made a lot of sense. That affects baseball. Out of here.
I just always like a Thurman Munson mention.
He was so great.
I like when Hawk goes back into the Wayback Machine and talks of stars from yesteryear, like Harmon Killebrew.
Harmon Killebrew.
The school down here, well, I pulled my sons out because they said boys can't have hair under their collar. Mm-hmm. That was the rule of the school. Women can have hair down to their ankle, but if you're a man, your hair can't pass your collar. And I was like, that's the dumbest rule I've ever heard. So our boys are out of there.
Yankees had the facial hair rule. Honestly, it had to be 40 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Parkway.
Okay. Canes basketball team, they host Virginia Tech Saturday at 6.
All right. I don't think Joe Zagacki had told us at the middle of the week. Canes basketball probably not even going to make the ACC tournament, which is just shocking. I mean, you have to be the bottom of the bottom not to make your conference tournament.
They ask them, do they want to come? Want to come up here? Nah, we good, coach. We're going to just practice.
It's kind of a bummer, though, because you always felt that was kind of the lore of college basketball, is that everyone has a chance. Like, even if you suck all season long, you make a run in your tournament.
Yeah, but not everybody has a chance if you're that bad. Like, if you're, like, bottom two in your conference, you don't have a chance.
What are we doing here? The U.S. women's national team defeated Colombia 2-0, and she believes cup play. Next up is Australia Sunday at 5. All of their games are on TBS.
All right.
Speaking of the ladies, the Canes women's basketball team fell to top-ranked Notre Dame 82-42 last night. They get Wake Forest Sunday at noon.
All right.
The Heat, of course, as we said, kick off 7:30 tonight against the Toronto Raptors. 3-game road trip, then a bunch of home games in the month of March.
Indeed, they definitely need it tonight. Need the win tonight. Reggie, that ask Ira earlier. I mean, beat Toronto tonight, that's fine. But if you can beat Milwaukee on Sunday, that would be nice. And then you're going to have a long homestand.
Then tomorrow at 1, Hawk, you get to go to the Cardinals spring training opener.
Who's on the bump for the Marlins tomorrow?
You got me.
All right.
Jimmy is feverishly looking up.
Tommy? Andrew.
Just Tommy?
I'm sure if you ask Clayton McCullough right now who's on the boat tomorrow, he'd probably give the same answer I gave. Yeah.
They may not even know.
Yeah, they might not.
Jose?
We know that a couple people who aren't going to be on the bump, but got some injuries and some protecting of players. Yuri Perez will not be on the bump.
Yeah, he's on, IL?
Yeah.
But that opener, yeah. Dan Marino's throwing out the first pitch, Sandy's pitching, then they have a concert afterwards. I might have to slide to that opener.
You got Flo Rida and Luis Fonsi.
It's Flo Rida. Yeah, the legit opener, and it's going to be Sandy Alcantara versus Paul Skeens.
Libby Dunn.
That's one of the best pitching matchups in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. And Sandy coming back from injury, does he still have it? Paul Skeens is young, Sandy a little older. Yep. You know, the old bull versus the young bull. Yeah, man, I'm going to that game.
Pitching for the Marlins tomorrow is Valente Belozo.
Valente. That's what I meant to say when I said Tommy.
Is my guy in the lineup?
They were quoting Marvis? Him. I read an article where they were quoting him earlier today, so if that helps.
Who's my guy again? I forgot his name.
Mervis.
Oh, Mervis. Yeah, Mervis. Is he in the lineup tomorrow, Jimmy?
I have no idea.
Do they say if
probably
Jensen
the
Junk
lineup doesn't get released till tomorrow? Yeah,
I was gonna say no Jensen Junk. Do they have anything about him?
Who?
Jensen Junk.
Never heard of him.
Picked him up. Just picked him up. I just like the fact that I could buy a jersey that says Junk on the back, and you could
junk
be like, Jensen's out there just throwing junk. Yeah. Jensen's junk. It's a world of possibilities. Just keep him for the name. Put him on the team. It's true. It's not a joke. On to weather from the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. The weather's not junk here in South Florida. Skies are starting to clear. The weather is absolutely beautiful. It might be a little chilly tomorrow at 1 o'clock up in Jupiter, Hawks. So maybe pack, those little quarter zips that you like to wear, and you should be good.
Oh, I'm for sure wearing a quarter zip. It's going to be chilly, man. I don't know. Is it even going to reach 70 tomorrow?
It should.
LL Bean.
Mm-hmm.
How many quarter zips do you own?
Oh, my God. I mean, more than I need.
LL Bean.
That's your weather.
All right. Clay Ferreiro is going to join us in the next segment. We can continue our Heat conversation. We could talk about Four Nations, whatever you want to talk about. Clay Ferreiro from Local 10 will join us.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You keep up your diet. Croak is in your future.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Clay Ferrero, sports anchor and reporter at WPLG Local 10 here in Miami, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Heat start the second half of their season tonight in Toronto. What do you want to talk about, Clay? You want to talk about the Heat first? You want to talk about Four Nations hockey? Something else on your mind that you want to talk about? The floor is yours.
Well, I'm stunned because normally there's like 5 minutes where you have to introduce me with like, I don't know, like a bunch of ads and promos and stuff like that. So I was getting ready to take a 5 minute nap and then all of a sudden you're ready to talk. So you kind of caught
me
off guard.
He's trying to take money out of our pockets, Crowder. It sounds like he's throwing shade at our advertisers, our partners. Fucking turn of events here. In the media.
I mean... They don't put money in my fund. No, I'm just kidding.
Listen, if you can't get Sunday Night Faceoff sponsored, that's on you. That's on you and Will. That's not our fault.
Hey now.
I do have a couple liners I could read if you want. No, let me talk Heat. Do you have any, because I was saying this to Crowder, do you have any real expectations for the Heat for the remaining games this season? I've been saying kind of, I feel like Tyler Hero winning the three-point contest is going to end up having been the highlight of the season. I'm not expecting much other than a meandering, mediocre team for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think that's fair, and yet I also think that because the weight of expectations is kind of gone, maybe there's a chance to take some joy in whatever small victories you have along the way. And, you know, if, who knows, maybe if they're able to get a sixth seed and find a way to squeeze out a first-round series, like whatever it is. I mean, I do think that, you know, as long as Jimmy Butler has been here, there's been the feeling that, hey, it's make a run to the finals or bust. And so now let's just see. But no, I think smart money is on them either not even making the playoffs or, you know, maybe fighting out of the play-in round and getting knocked out in the first round. And yet, you know, that does kind of leave open the possibility for a pleasant surprise. And it's kind of been a minute. You know, if you go back, obviously they make the run as the eighth seed to the NBA Finals, and that would certainly be considered a pleasant surprise by most. But I also think that going into that season, I mean, you've got Jimmy Butler, so you're kind of thinking that you've got a shot at a run. So, you know, maybe there is a world where the young guys and the new additions put it all together. But I'm with you. I'm not putting money on it. Let's put it that way.
Clay, not the expectations, but you know Spo is going to try to do something. Like, I don't know, do you really, like, give Khalil Ware a bunch of minutes to see what he has? Like, him and Jaime Jaquez Jr., where Andrew Wiggins fits? Like, is there something to figure out now so that you know in 2026, like, okay, we need this guy, this piece? Or is, like, kind of what you're saying, like, let's go out there and see if we can shock the world.
It's going to be a combination of both, and I don't think Eric Spoelstra is wired to where he's strictly going to be looking at the future. I also think that there's a world where both can happen, and you're going for it as much as you can, because when you look at this roster, short of playing somebody like Terry Rozier a lot of minutes, pretty much everybody that you've got left, you can make a reasonable case for being a part of your future. You know, I'm talking about the major guys in the rotation. So, you know, if you can find a way to, you know, both grow those young guys, but also understanding that Nikola Jovic can be a big part of what you're doing right now, will be a big part of what you're doing right now. Obviously, Bam, Tyler, same deal. Khalil Ware is starting for a reason. I think they're trying to figure out just how those puzzle pieces fit together. And so it's almost like, Channing, for the first time in a long time, they're kind of being forced to do both. And I do think that's a good thing if you're willing to embrace it and just understand that at the end of all this, it's probably not going to be Miami Heat standing and holding the Larry O'Brien trophy this season.
And you brought up Terry. I was going to ask about Terry Rozier. Did we buy a lemon? Did somebody get over on us? Did Charlotte get over on us with Terry?
You know, I it's hard because at this point it's second guessing, especially because I kind of liked the deal in the moment. And yet it certainly looks like the fit is not there. And they keep trying. And I don't think it's because anybody is doing anything wrong. I just think that when you're looking at Terry Rozier and what he brings and what Tyler Hero has started to bring for this team, there's just too much overlap there, and Tyler's doing it a lot better. And so it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to give Rozier a bunch of minutes. And then if you try to bring him off the bench and do something similar, you can end up shooting your way out of games. And so I would really like to see moving forward. I mean, maybe you bring Davion Mitchell off the bench and kind of lean into defense a little bit with that second unit. I just feel like at this point with all the young guys, it's just kind of, it just doesn't make sense to me to play Rozier a whole lot. And I hate feeling like I'm picking on somebody. And yet when you look at the rest of the roster, you can make a legitimate case for why pretty much everybody else could get minutes.
How about Kevin Durant? He's going to be available when the season's over. I don't think that's a mystery. I think Phoenix is kind of done with that experiment, I guess, barring some miraculous postseason run, if they put it together. Do you make a serious run at him? The Heat are mentioned as one of three or four teams that there would be interest in. Do you make a serious run? And what's your threshold for, you know, giving up assets for an aging KD?
So the answer is yes. And I also think that you have to look around and say, okay, what, when you talk about assets, if you're going for KD, it's because you think that you can make a championship run in his window, which to me means you stay away as much as possible from giving up young players that are going to help you during that run right now. So for me, draft picks are on the table, certainly. Obviously, you're not going to trade Tyler or Bam. And then you have to make some tough decisions beyond that. And that's where, when you've got somebody like Riley and Spo, and obviously Andy Ellisberg that can make the money work, you start to think about what are the pieces that you need around those three to be able to make a run at the championship. What are you missing? Where are you falling short? And I think that's the one thing that Phoenix did such a terrible job of, was they just figured we're going to get three players and figure it out. You know, look back at the big three, there were growing pains with them, but you also saw skill sets where some of the stuff could at least like work together. This, it's just, you got three ball dominant guys, one in Bradley Beal who doesn't play a lick of defense. And it never made any sense. And I think that's where, if you're the Heat, my threshold is I trust them to know that if you're getting Kevin Durant at this age, it's not because 3 years from now you think you're going to be good. It's because you expect to make a run next season, and you're not going to give up, when you talk about assets, young players that will help you make that run.
And Clay, who's the face of the franchise right now moving forward? Because Bam, I'd argue, is the biggest piece, because all he does, you know, the guarding and, you know, what he does. But now Tyler Hero just won a 3-point competition. He was the only All-Star. Like, when people say, when the Heat pop up, you know, Heat versus whoever, whose face is going to be in front of that ball with the fire behind it?
Well, I think it's Hero now. And I think if you look back through the course of NBA history, it's hard to make a center, or in this case, even if it's a power forward, if he plays next to Ware, it's kind of hard to make that player the face of the franchise. Centers, it's as much as, man, Bam is such a, so lovable, and you know, it's very rare that you have players like Shaq. It's very rare that you have players who do big man things that are unique, and Bam clearly does those, have the gregarious, outgoing personality, which Bam does, and people just like gravitate towards them. Whereas if you've got somebody who can pull up from 30 feet and you know, has some you know, the ability to trash talk a little bit in Tyler Hero, this, it's just more relatable. And because most kids watching basketball don't go out there on the playground and you know, show off their post moves. They're pulling up, they're doing the things that are a little bit more exciting to them. And so I think that's probably why, if you're looking through history, it's Shaq, and then, you know, those Lakers teams that won championships. Kareem was older, but Magic was clearly the face of those teams. So I think it's more, if you flipped roles, I think Bam is obviously, he's got a great personality and all that stuff. I just think it's really difficult to make a center the face of your franchise, you know, in the modern NBA, unless you have like a Victor Wembanyama.
Speaking of Wembanyama, I was going to ask you, because you're talking about big men, how bad is that for the NBA? And obviously the personal stuff aside, because we watched it play out with Chris Bosh here, and we know how dangerous the blood clot thing can be. And I know they're calling it a one-off situation, but terrible for the NBA, right? To have the next great superstar have to deal with something like this?
It's awful. And, you know, it is challenging when you're talking about somebody who is an international player, who's a center, but man, already seemed to be transcending just what I was talking about, finding a way. And obviously Nikola Jokic is on that list as well of centers who are international, able to transcend, but man, just something different. And I think when you look throughout NBA history, the guys who became the face of the league were guys who were just different. It's not that they did like something that other people had done. They just did it better. It's players who were revolutionary, like Michael Jordan, and then Magic and Larry when they came in, and Dr. J, and then Steph Curry. I mean, Victor Wembanyama is that level of transcendent. The things that he does at his size, it's just different, and it's a shame that people won't get a chance to enjoy that for the rest of the season. Look, I you hope and pray that it's a one-off and it's only one thing. And you've had enough cases like Brandon Ingram of players who it did turn out to be a one-off. But yeah, if you're a Heat fan, man, it takes you back. And I do think, looking back at the Chris Bosh situation, man, how cool would it have been if we could have seen Chris Bosh and Goran Dragic prime together? Yeah. And things like that, it is sad. And I think there's a little bit of PTSD from a Heat fan perspective from having to deal with that for a couple of years. And look, it's not fans' feelings, obviously pale in comparison to the players themselves who are having to go through it and the scary situation involved with the family. But I remember those times with Bosh and just how sad it was every time you would get an update and it made it more and more clear that you weren't going to see him again.
And we said, I don't want to put any past tense on Wembanyama's career. Like you're saying, he gets off of it. He's done this year. We still get 20 years of Wembanyama because he's a damn alien at his size and his speed and his shooting. But who are those young guys that are the name of the league? Because LeBron's 40. He just dropped 40 at 40. We're talking about a second game drop of 40 points over 40. But him, Steph, I think, Kawhi and those guys are kind of running out of time. Like it's a lot of our names running out of time. Those guys, the Lucas, the Anthony Edwards, the Ja Morant, who is that guy that would be in that Wemby conversation for you?
Well, and you named quite a few of them. And I think part of the problem that you're looking at right now.
Did you mention Zion? I was half paying attention. Did you mention Zion?
No.
And it's a shame because there's another one that if he had just been able to stay healthy, and again, I'm talking about like it's past tense, but just the things that he does are unique. And I think a healthy Zion would have that ability, but that's like, it's a unicorn at this point. There is no healthy Zion. There is no consistently healthy Zion until he proves otherwise. So,
get him to another organization. I don't want to do the Zion conversation again, but you get him to an organization, get him out of New Orleans. That guy's going to look like he did at Duke.
Maybe.
Agreed.
I don't know. Is this where we're going? No, I think, from the second he came out, I just thought there was something so special about what he brought. And it's a shame. And hopefully you're right. Maybe he does catch on with somebody else. And there was you read these articles on ESPN, and there was one a few months ago where they were talking about players and they were talking about Zion, and an anonymous Eastern Conference executive made a comment like, "Oh, I don't even want to tell you how much I would give up to get a chance to work with him." And obviously like the brain starts, the Heat leaking that they want to go out there and get this guy. But, I think when you're looking at the rest of the league, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is so special. And yet, I don't know that his game is something that like transcends. He's mid-range and like fundamentals and like everything. If you're a coach, you like hope that your kid is able to do perfectly, and yet it's just not that thing that's really gonna spice up the fans' interest. So I think there are players, but I also think that they have to start doing some things on a big stage, and you know, had Luka been able to pull off the upset over Boston last season, then maybe we're talking about him a little bit more. And I do still think he's got that ability, especially if he stays in LA or ends up going to another big market. That's the other big problem right now is, you know, we talk about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's in Oklahoma City. Nikola Jokic is in Denver. And I do think that matters more in the NBA than it does in, for example, the NFL, where like every team gets eyeballs nationally. I think in the NBA, it's a little bit more challenging when you're in these small media markets, because basketball is just so big in New York and LA and Boston.
Speaking of the NBA in general, because we watched the Four Nations Championship last night, and I asked Crowder earlier in the week, do you think the NBA has reached some sort of inflection point after All-Star Weekend where people really were able to directly compare the NHL's Four Nations Tournament with All-Star Saturday night? Those happened on the same, you know, it was Canada-USA. The first time was All-Star Saturday night. You saw the way these guys were putting their bodies on the line for an All-Star game. And then you've got LeBron, you know, opting out of his right before the game starts. Like, is there an inflection point for the NBA where at some point, and maybe this is it, fans and media just say, yeah, we've had enough. Like, they just don't care enough about this till the postseason?
So I there have been some great conversations back and forth, and I'm usually not one that's going to sit and watch some of these hot take debate shows and things like that. But I thought there was some really good conversations with PK Subban and Bobby Marks, and both of them brought up good points where, you know, Bobby Marks said, listen, yes, this is great. This is awesome. We also saw this with the NBA in the Olympics and NBA players in the Olympics. And he's right. I mean, it's like we have short memories. Man, that was fun. Steph Curry and LeBron together and those guys like going hard at it. And they're in Paris and they're going up against Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert. And like it was high level, intense ball with the best players in the world representing their country. And I think it was very similar in many ways to what we saw in the Four Nations face-off. Another thing that PK Subban said, which I do think makes some sense, is I don't think it's an all-star game thing. I do think that the NBA's problem, which kind of extends to this, is there's not the level of urgency to play night in and night out. There's not this level of urgency. I'm not talking about everybody, but you know, when you look at the level of intensity that it takes to play a hockey game, and, you know, you can only play, 90-second shifts because it's so darn hard, you cannot show up and half you know what it. And I do think that there's been kind of a shift in the NBA, ass. And it's a shame where players aren't playing. Ass, and I think that's everything, you know?
Clay, say ass. Go ahead.
Clay, don't say ass.
I'm at work. I feel like I'm on TV rules now. So I'm a little more buttoned up.
You can't say half ass on Channel 10.
I don't think we can say that. No, I think we could air it if somebody else said it. I think that's the I think that's the line there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Don't let him get you in trouble, Clay. Hawk ain't worth a damn. Clay, speaking of this, man, even I just flat out the dunk contest. I blame it on LeBron. Jordan did it. No, just speaking of like the culture of the dunk contest, Jordan did it, won multiple times. You had Dominique, you had Kobe. Like the stars of the league, the guys you talk about being the GOAT of basketball, they all did the dunk contest. LeBron didn't do it, and I think it's lining up for the Ja Morants and Anthony Edwards and all these young guys that are looking up to LeBron as kids, that he messed up the culture of competing in the dunk contest. Matt McClung's a good story. I don't want to see Matt McClung jump anymore. I want to see the guys I watch nightly jump.
Channing, I'm going to take it a step further, and I think this is kind of building off of what I just said about what PK Subban said. I think that's kind of LeBron's it's part of his legacy in general, not just with the dunk contest. It's, hey, he was in Cleveland, and you know, I'm not saying he should have stayed in Cleveland, but he ended up going and joining two other superstars to try to beat the rest of the NBA as opposed to doing what other players did. And I know this is a whole different conversation, but I do think that when you mention players like Michael Jordan, the insane competitive streak in him was, I'm going to show up at this slam dunk contest and win it a couple of times until and prove to the world that I'm just the best, and then I won't come back. And, you know, you can say the same thing about Larry Bird and the famous story where he walks in and he says, all right, boys, who finished in second place tonight, you know, at the three-point shootout? Like, it's, I think you had this insane competitive streak with NBA players, the greats that you're talking about, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson. And I don't know if it's the AAU swing in things. I don't know what it is, but it just feels like that's been part of the shift in the NBA. And a real inflection point for me was when the Big Three came together. And it was great for us down here. It was great for South Florida. But I also think it was something far different. And you saw a lot of backlash at the time for the Heat. But I also think that, man, that was, hey, 15 years ago now, and the league has in many ways gone that direction. And I think All-Star Weekend is kind of a byproduct of all of that.
You ever seen the movie I Am Legend?
I think I've seen bits and pieces, but not the whole thing, no.
Yeah, it's terrible. They're making a sequel. For whatever reason, Crowder likes that movie. That movie is such garbage. Such mm-hmm. garbage. They're making a sequel.
Go watch it.
No, like, don't watch it. Don't watch it. No, it's a badass movie. That movie is ass, Clay.
No.
You could say that.
Don't you think Zion Williamson...
I can record honestly, you saying that and air it, but I can't say it.
Don't you think Zion Williamson, honestly, in the Heat system,
goodness,
would be... a thousand yes. times more effective and healthy than he's been in New Orleans.
Is Ozempic a PED?
It's not that though. He's caught, I think, like in the abyss because he's in a place that has no history and no culture and DNA. And I think he's kind of got himself into this abyss. And I think if he was out of that situation, especially in a situation like the Heat, you would see a completely different player.
I would love to see it at least for a short period of time. I would. I can't sit here and lie and tell you just because like it's so rare that you have that level of talent. So I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it. Now, if you're asking me if I actually think it would work, I don't know. I really don't. Like, I'm not going to go so far as to say it's even better than 50-50, but I would love for the Heat to get a chance at it because, you know, we're talking about the lack of transcendent stars in the league. That would be one if they could find a way to unlock it all.
That's my guy. Clay understands.
And unlock your talent and lock up
your
refrigerator.
You realize I just took both sides of the argument, right? Did you see how
nah,
I did?
You took my side enough. You took my side enough because you didn't summarily dismiss it.
I said I don't think it will work, but I would love to see the attempt.
I'd like to see him in the slam dunk contest too. Because that would be that's a surefire winner right there.
You'd see me and my 2-inch vertical in the slam dunk contest.
Somebody texted it in while you're on. Isn't this the guy that teed up Crowder's daughter? Yep, that's him.
We got the rematch this weekend.
It's two different
rematch
people.
This weekend.
All right, see you, Coach. Yeah. See you, Coach Clay. Clay Ferrero from Local 10. See you, Clay. We lose him. He's gone. All right. That was Clay
Ferrero. You upset him with that Zion garbage. You upset
him. He's with me on it. He's with me. He said he'd like to see it happen.
He said he'd like to see it, but it's not going to work.
No, it's not what he said. You have to.
I'd love to see an elephant fight a rhino, but I don't think it's going to happen.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next. Do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The little fat boy. They said they had to order zebra cakes for the sideline so he can continue the game.
Hawk and Crowder.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.